Australia goes to great lengths to remember all those who served in armed conflicts. But many gaps in our history remain. During the past 5 years, an historian from Hamilton has dedicated countless hours attempting to document the stories of Indigenous Australians who have served the nation. The official number has doubled in that time. But until now, it was thought Indigenous Australians only served in conflicts from World War I onwards. As Pat Mitchell reports, Hamilton historian Peter Backer has, for the first time, uncovered solid evidence that an Indigenous Australian did serve in the Boer War. He's released his findings exclusively to this program.
A lot of people said that they did not exist there because it was only a white man's war, but the man that particularly interested in was a man by the name of Robert Charles Searle, who came from Albany, Western Australia. And I've actually managed to contact a relative of his who's very excited about it and been able to inform me that in addition to Robert Charles Searle serving in the Boer War, he had a couple of nephews serving in the First World War, and then again a dozen, that is 12 others, of his nephews and relatives who served in the Second World War.
And Robert Searle, can you describe to us what kind of a man he was? What was his experience in the Boer War?
Well, the interesting thing about Robert Searle is that he actually descended, even though he served from Albany, Western Australia, he actually descended from a kidnapped Aboriginal woman, Eliza Nowen, from Western Port Bay in Victoria. He was a blacksmith by trade, and he was involved as a farrier with the 4th contingent from Western Australia, known as the 4th Western Australian Mounted Infantry. And he did his time of service for just over 14 months, and he came back in one piece.
Do you know if he went on to serve again in the First World War, or was it just his descendants that went on?
No, he didn't. Actually, I have before me some newspaper articles from 1902, who was obviously affected by his involvement in the Boer War and probably a bit disillusioned when he came back. And he apparently tried to commit suicide. He got a bit drunk and he was known to take to the bottle as a result of the Boer War. And he nearly attempted suicide. So I'm afraid his taste of war was finished. But he did continue as a blacksmith in Western Australia and the southwest there for many years to come. He died, I think, in about 1941.
We often hear stories about the reaction of most of Australia to Indigenous soldiers when they came back from war. Do you think Robert Searle would have suffered a hard time when he came back from war?
Well, I think it's pretty universal in Australia in terms of the time. Whether it be in Western Australia or New South Wales and so forth, the Aborigines were all considered second-class citizens by the general white population, and so they wouldn't have found their conditions really any better than prior to the war. After they took off the uniform, they sadly found themselves very much treated differently in terms of life opportunities and recognition. Very minimal. But the exciting thing is that we are seeing the recognition in the last 10 years. Victoria has its first memorial service at the Shrine in 2006. We have our first Aboriginal War Memorial in Warrnambool in 2010. So the recognition is coming. In 1930, we thought, for instance, for the First World War from Victoria, we thought there were only about 30. The RSL estimated about 30 Aborigines served. But through research now, we know that there were at least 90 who came from Victoria. So the numbers are profound. Up until 10 years ago, the usual quotation, even from the Australian War Memorial, was that there were about 300 Aborigines who served in the First World War. We know now, though, it's around 1,000.
Dr. Dale Kerwin from Griffin University in Brisbane has also been searching for evidence of Indigenous Australians who served in the Boer War. He believes there is evidence of another Indigenous Australian who served in that conflict.
It's probably one of two, because I have a list of 10 and I've been talking with Peter about it, and that Robert Searle, I think his name is, he's one of two that we're able to prove. I have a gentleman by the name of Murdoch, who went from Tasmania. He enlisted and there's a lot of questions about the regalia that he's wearing. He has a hat on with an emu plume in it. The historical records, you know, have this fellow gentleman going. However, there's no indication whether he came home or not.
Why has it been so difficult to actually find evidence of Indigenous soldiers that have served during the Boer War?
Historically, we weren't allowed to serve. We weren't allowed to enlist unless we denied our Aboriginal heritage. And that's, again, one of the problems is tracking back, 100-odd years, looking through the records and trying to prove someone's indigeneity or aboriginality.
Many of those who weren't able to hide their aboriginality signed on as bushmen or trackers in the Boer War. Dr. Dale Kerwin believes up to 50 Indigenous Australians went to the Boer War as trackers and bushmen, but those who survived were refused re-entry into Australia. Dr. Dale Kerwin and Peter Backer say documenting the role Indigenous Australians have played in Australia's war history is an important step in reconciliation.
I think as a country we're coming of age and we're looking at this inclusiveness. A lot of returned servicemen and women have served with Aboriginal men and women, Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander men and women. We were regarded as equals when we signed up to serve overseas, and I think it's just that step in the process of reconciliation and acknowledgement of the contribution the Aboriginal men and women have made to Australian history, and I think that's so important.
And do you think they'll be recognised on November 11 this year?
Well, I certainly hope so. They are being recognised in a number of marches now. They'll form an Aboriginal unit of returned servicemen and women. Don't forget there were women who served in the Second World War, including Aboriginal women. I do think that is certainly here and a major part of reconciliation.
Hamilton historian Peter Backer ending that report by Pat Mitchell. We also heard from Brisbane-based historian Dr. Dale Kerwin in that package.